Just being able to walk and interact with people is a great gift for David Dusnap. His Parkinson's disease was resistant to standard treatments, so doctors planted electrodes deep in his brain.
That's where they actually drilled into my skull and put the implants in.
The deep brain stimulation system developed by the Medtronic Corporation consists of two parts: thin wires implanted in the region of the brain associated with movement, and a battery pack that produces electrical pulses. Before the implants, Dusnap says he couldn't even take a short walk.
It's given my life back. This procedure's been just amazing for me. Without seeing me before, you don't really understand what it was like. I couldn't use the left side of my body was completely, I couldn't use it really.
At Rice University, electrical engineer and neuroscientist Caleb Kamiri has been using brain stimulation in experiments on rats. But while he knows this treatment works, he says researchers still are not sure how.
We're probably making it work not as it's supposed to work, but in a new way that allows for movements to happen faithfully, or for a tremor to go away.
Kamiri says the electrical stimulation may trick the brain by mimicking the function of the chemical dopamine in controlling motor activity. To attack other disorders, Kamiri wants to develop a brain stimulation system that would work with a feedback loop to adjust its own output.
We propose to take this and then expand it into something that has a much more complicated processor, like the one that's found in your cell phone, that can process incoming signals that we're actually getting from the brain in real time, understand what's going on, and then modulate the brain stimulation in response to that.
He says such a system could help people with epilepsy, depression, bipolar disorder, and other problems. But Kamiri says first, researchers need to overcome a couple of small problems.
We don't know what signal to use, and we don't know how to do that modulation.
In trying to answer those questions, Caleb Kamiri is being helped by a grant from the National Science Foundation. He believes within 5 years there could be experimental devices to alleviate some mental disorders, just as the stimulation device helped David Dusnap walk again. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.